When a student comes into our school system and it's suspected that they have a print disability that would affect their ability to access print materials in the classroom, the first thing we do is come together as a team of professionals, of the parents, and the student when appropriate, and we start the evaluation process. And depending on the disability, that evaluation can manifest itself in several different ways. For a student who is not blind or visually impaired, we would refer the student for an assistive technology consultation or assessment. For a student who is blind or suspected of being blind or visually impaired, we would refer the student for a functional vision and learning media assessment, and that would be conducted by a teacher of the visually impaired. And those assessments would provide the IEP team with the information they would need as far as the preferred learning media. For a student with a print disability, it might be audio, it might be large print material, it might be Braille. So the assessments would tell the team the most appropriate means of access. The IEP team would come together after the evaluations are done, and given those recommendations, they would design an IEP, an individualized education program, which would incorporate those means of access. So we would be listing the assistive technology they would need. We would be listing the means of access, whether it be Braille, large print, or audiobooks. And then we would write goals that would incorporate those means of access.